Very happy now to be joined by Tatiana McFadden. She's here representing Team Liberty Mutual, the greatest, one of the greatest, for sure, Paralympians of all time. And we're going to talk about some of her fantastic accomplishments. But Tatiana, your story is really incredible. You were born with a spinal bifida in Russia. You were in an orphanage learning to walk on your hands. And then one day your parents come from America. How did that all come together?
My life has definitely been quite a journey, being born in St. Petersburg, Russia, and being born with spina bifida, not having surgery for 21 days later. It was practically a miracle that I lived. I really do believe in fate, and that moment when my mom walked in, I knew that she was going to be my mom. And that adoption has completely changed my life. Coming to America, I got involved with a local parasports program, which allowed me to gain health and to just do everyday life activities. And so it's unbelievable, my whole journey and how I got involved with sports and where I am today.
Well, it's a fascinating story, especially, you know, when you think about adopted parents and they want, you know, most people want a healthy baby. They don't want to deal with the trials and tribulations. But your parents, were they looking for someone that needed extra love and help, or did they just see you and they fell in love with you?
My mom just saw me and just fell in love with me. That day, she had no intention of going in and adopting a child. Mm. So I really do believe in fate. Fate brought us together. She had no intentions whatsoever.
Wow. Now, let's talk about, you know, growing up and learning to get around in a wheelchair. When was the first time you thought, you know what, I see other people racing, I think I can do that pretty fast too?
That happened when I was 7 years old, and my mom got me involved with a para sports club called the Bennett Blazers, and she got me involved with a sports club because I was very sick and very anemic, and the doctor said, you know, she just make her as comfortable as possible. She's, you know, she's really sick, and, you know, we'll see. I mean, we don't know how many years she has to live. But as a parent, she thought otherwise. And so with the para sports club, I tried several different sports, swimming, ice hockey, wheelchair basketball, table tennis, and then finally wheelchair racing. And as soon as I got into that the racing chair, I had the instant need for speed, and it was something that I wanted to do every single day, something I wanted to work hard at and train hard and to see how fast I could go.
Speaking with Tatiana McFadden, Paralympian, multiple medals for the United States, and in 2004, you arrive in Athens. You're only 15 years old, the youngest member of the United States team, and I would think that it would be totally natural to be wide-eyed and sort of just take it all in and be in awe, but you went out there and you shocked the world, and you take a silver in the 100 meters and a bronze in the 200. What was that like? Did you always know that you could do that well, or did you surprise even yourself?
I mean, it was my first international competition, and being the youngest competitor there, I didn't have the experience like the other athletes did. I, of course, was nervous and overwhelmed being so young, but I also had this energy of fun and, I was very loose about it because it was my first competition, my first big competition, and I didn't have the expectations. So I just went out there and, you know, just raced with my heart and just believe in myself and having my family there to support me, seeing them in the stands, of course, just really helped to give me that extra drive and energy, especially at such a young age.
And what about, I mean, the inspiration that you give countless people who probably may be embarrassed by their situation. They feel awkward. Of course, kids are so cruel. They can tease people, and maybe these people feel like, you know, they're sort of just shut in and they're going to miss out on these things. I'm sure people have contacted you saying, because of you, I'm outside, I'm doing this now, I'm getting my health together. What's that like when you realize you have that kind of effect on people?
You know, being as an elite athlete and an elite athlete with a disability, you know, I feel like I can reach out and relate to a lot of different people. You know, I know what it was like to have health issues, and you know, I know what it takes to work hard and to train hard. And I'm honored that people reach out to me, because I love reaching out to people on social media, and I'm inspired by their stories as much as hopefully they're inspired by mine. And that's what drives me every day, is to connect with your fans, and knowing that maybe you helped one person or several. And I think that's what really just keeps me going, is not just for me, but for others as well.
Couple more questions for Tatiana McFadden from Team Liberty Mutual Paralympic and the USA team. You talk about working out, and I know that, I don't know if you like this nickname or not, but that you're known as the Beast because you're just such a workout freak. Is it something that's like a religion to you, that, or is it, I mean, what is it about working out? That is it the endorphins? You just love it?
You know, working with Team Liberty Mutual, it's been such an honor to share, be on the Rise campaign, and to share my story. And you know, I think that my setbacks in life, growing up with, you know, having a hole open in my back and not getting surgery until 21 days later, and walking on my hands for 6 years, and all of a sudden being involved with sports. You know, that was the great comeback for me, and it helped me to rise to the person I am today, and to have my family and my coaches and my teammates support me. I just really love what I do. No matter what sport it is, I just have the thrill and drive for it, and the determination. I know it's going to be hard. I know it's not going to be easy. Some days I want to, you know, some days you just want to give up and just say, I'm done. But those are the days that really make you the strongest. And it's really rewarding, you know, representing Team USA and even coming home with a medal. It's just, I mean, it's been an unbelievable journey.
But you think about where athletics has taken you, from Christchurch to Lyon to Beijing, as I mentioned, Athens, London, and then now Sochi. So was it kind of a thing where, hey, there's an Olympics going on, I don't want to miss out on that, let me give it a shot, and you go there and you medal there? Can you talk about what was it like to get on the slopes?
You know, not many athletes are crazy enough to do two sports, and I guess I'm the crazy one. It was, getting involved with skiing was one of the hardest things I've ever done in a long time. You know, it was starting over for me. It was a new challenge. It was a new focus. I was at the bottom and had to work my way up. In competitions in January in Canada, you know, I was last place in the 12K. I didn't even make it into the final and for the sprint. And those were the hardest days, where I think, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? And so I, you know, had to refocus and go back to training, and then the competition in Germany, I, you know, got top 10 in the 10K, and then I made the finals into the sprint, and, you know, I saw myself really developing in cross country skiing. And, you know, the hardest days is, you know, when I called my family and my friends, and, you know, having the support from the sponsors and teammates and coaches, just really helped me keep going. And also, you know, the social media through the fans and their support has really, you know, helped me get to Sochi, helped me to be on the Paralympic team to go to Sochi, and having their support all the way through Sochi, you know, I think having their support really helped me a lot and to keep me pushed forward and to over-exceed my expectations.
And finally, when you think about the, and I'm sure you thought about it too, returning to the country of your birth and coming full circle, and yet I know that the Russian government, in a very bizarre way to get back at America, said that American parents cannot adopt Russian children anymore. And obviously, if that had happened in your case, that would have been a devastating thing. I know you're very active in trying to get that overturned and also trying to get people with disabilities, especially at the high school level, to be involved, as you had problems with that. People didn't want you to race in the wheelchair next to them. You had to race like on an empty track. What has that been like, trying to get people to, you know, change their way of thinking and with your activism that's trying to help out so much?
You know, it's, you know, through the whole adoption story, I'm just speaking just from my experience and how adoption has changed my life. And it happened to be an American family. There were several people that walked in, you know, from different countries, but it was an American family who adopted me. And they're the ones who changed my life forever. And to help me be where I am today, who have supported me through high school and through helped me, you know, fight the battle of having people with physical disabilities to have equality to participate in high school sports. And, you know, we're in the 21st century. No one should be denied of that. You know, no one should be told, no, you can't do it, because it's, you know, they're not, you know, not giving them opportunity and not letting them have the opportunities. You know, they can't excel where they want to be in life.
We've been speaking with Tatiana McFadden, Team Liberty Mutual Paralympian, and, of course, a proud daughter of Uncle Sam now, bringing home medals from Olympics, summer and winter. You're an amazing story, amazing person. Thank you so much for your time, Tatiana. Best of luck, and we'll see you up on the podium again soon.
Thank you so much.